Good evening, and on behalf of the North Kildonan Mennonite Church Sunday School and Choir, welcome to our Christmas Eve service. Tonight, you will be hearing the Christmas story told through story and song. Please join me in prayer. Lord, we thank you for the gifts of Christmas. Please be with us tonight as we celebrate the birth of your Son. Amen.
Please join us in singing Hark the Herald Angels Sing, number 201 in your blue hymnal.
Sarah,
what?
Attitude, please.
Sorry, but you did interrupt me.
I'm going to pretend I didn't hear that. What I was trying to do was to ask you, darling daughter, what do you want for Christmas this year?
Ooh, why didn't you say that?
Well, I have my annual Christmas book out, as you can see, if you would put your telephone down for 1 millisecond. And by now you know that when the book comes out, the lists go in. It's the only way I can stay organized at this time of year so I don't repeat gift anyone, or worse, re-gift the giftie. Nope, this is the only way I keep on track year after year.
Mom, that book is so old. Get with the times. I'm sure there is an app for that.
Well, I'm sure there's an app for that app, and an app for that app. You kids with your Insta Skype.
Instagram.
Fluttering.
Tweeting.
Swap chat.
Snapchat.
I'm not sure how you keep up with every new trend coming your way. Why, I just got the Facebooks myself.
Please, don't call it that.
Anyway, what new technology will you be asking for this year? Let's see, it looks like last year you asked for the newest iPad, a GoPro, and, oh yes, let's not forget that selfie stick. Oh, and the year before, yep, it looks like the past 3 years, the only item on your list either start with an I or some sort of technology I don't even understand. Though honestly, Sarah, I don't even remember the last time we talked when you weren't texting or reading or photoshopping something. So can you at least try to ask for something different this year? Silence, huh? I know. I don't get it. I'm old. Oh, what's the latest one? If you grew up in my generation, you would know why this matters. Sarah, are you okay?
Mom, I love you. All I want to do this year is to spend time with you and bake cookies like we used to. Remember when we used to do that?
Oh, Sarah. Dear Santa, all I want for Christmas is for my mummy to be healthy again. Nothing else in the world matters to me. And if you could get that wish to come true, I promise you won't ever get a letter from me again. Love, Sarah.
I didn't know you kept that, Mom.
I told you, I keep all your letters. And just because you wrote that to Santa doesn't mean God hears it, too.
I sometimes forget what really matters, Mom. I'm sorry. God gave me the best gift that year, and that was before I even knew what FaceTime was. But this year, no cell phones, no computers, just us.
Sounds good to me.
But, Mom, can we pull out that book later? Because there is this new camera. We can talk about it later.
Prepare the way, save us.
to number 215. That's the blue hymnal. This is a partner song with the choir. You will be asked to sing the verses in your hymn book when I tell you to.
In the chill of midwinter. means for the Christ child born upon this day.
H is for the holly to make all metal gay.
R is for the red ribbon to wrap up the heart so tight.
Ribbon pushes the pipe tight.
Ice for icicles on this cold winter night.
S is for dear Santa, please leave him a treat.
T is for turkey, it's really good to eat.
M is for the manger where baby Jesus lay.
A is for angels on the first Christmas day.
S is for stockings hanging in a row with candy canes out to the top and bulges in the toe.
Christmas is nearly here, a time to give, a time to give to our families, our friends, and those around us in need. It's a time to give the world a vision of life and hope.
Christmas is nearly here, a time to understand. Understand that we have been given a gift so precious that once we receive it, our lives can never be the same.
Christmas is nearly here. We want words and music. We want to rejoice in the promise fulfilled. A Savior, Jesus Christ, is born to us. He came to the earth to love us, to teach us, and care for us.
Mm-hmm.
shepherds come to see him.
Oh, yes.
And did the angels come to praise him.
Oh, yes.
And did the wise men follow.
Oh, yes. He was a tiny little baby in Bethlehem. Ooh, tell me who. Who's a little baby in a manger bed?
God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a city in Galilee, to the home of a young girl to be married to a man named Joseph. The young girl's name was Mary.
Hello, Mary. How blessed you are.
What do you want?
Please don't be afraid.
Why are you visiting me?
God sent us because he is pleased with you. You will have a baby boy, and you are to name him Jesus.
I am confused. How can I have a baby since I'm not married?
God will perform a miracle, and your baby will be the Son of God.
I am the Lord's servant, and I believe everything that you are saying will come true.
During that time, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus commanding that a census would be taken of the entire Roman world. So all went to be counted, each to their ancestral city. So Joseph went up from Galilee, from the city of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David. He went to be enrolled with Mary, his promised wife, who was with child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in swaddling clothes and placed him in a manger, because there was no room for them at the inn. And there were in that same country shepherds out in the fields keeping watch over the flocks by night.
And there were, in that same country, shepherds out in the fields, keeping watch over their flocks by night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone all around them, and they were terrified.
Don't be afraid. Who are you? Why are you here? Go away.
Don't be afraid. Listen, I bring you good news of great joy, which will be for all people. Unto you a child is born this day in the city of David, a Savior who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger.
What?
The Messiah? Where did forth come?
Suddenly, a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, peace on earth, goodwill towards all. When the angel went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another,
Let's go over to Bethlehem and see the thing that has happened, which the angel has told us about.
And they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. When they had seen him, they shared what they had been told about the child, and all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds had told them.
Please turn to the insert in your bulletin. We Three Kings, please sing the first verse and then the last refrain with us.
After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him. When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of law, he asked them where the Christ was to be born. In Bethlehem, in Judea, they replied.
Where is he who has been born King of the Jews?
For we have seen his star in the east.
And have come to worship him.
Where is the Christ supposed...
Where is the Christ supposed to be?
In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it is written by the prophet.
Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, you are far from least in the eyes of the rulers of Judah, for out of you shall come a leader to be the shepherd of my people, of Israel.
Then Herod summoned the wise men secretly and learned from them what time the star appeared, and he sent them to Bethlehem, saying,
Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word that I too may come and worship him.
When they had heard the king, they went their way.
Why do you suppose Herod told us to find this newborn king?
Do you really think he wants to come and honor this baby?
I have my doubts, because if this long-awaited Messiah really has come, it will be nothing but trouble for Herod.
I believe we have finally arrived in Bethlehem, the city which the prophet Micah proclaimed would be the birthplace of the Messiah.
That bright star in the east has guided us here. Now how can we find the home of this newborn king?
Look, the star has stopped right over that building. Could that really be a place for the king?
That is not for us to decide. Come, we must pay him tribute with our gifts.
I have brought gold as my gift for the new king.
I have brought frankincense to give him.
I brought myrrh.
Come, let us see if this humble dwelling is where we will find the new Savior.
Let us worship him and then decide about going back to Herod.
And going into the stable, they saw the child with Mary and Joseph, and they fell down and worshipped him. Then opening their treasures, they offered him gifts.
Thank you for bringing these gifts for Jesus. How can we ever thank you?
And being warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they depart to their own country by another way.
In number 318 in your blue hymnal, we will sing Joy to the World, verse 1, 3, and 4, and I'll ask you to stand, please.
Thank you. Christmas is nearly here, a time of celebration. Celebration for the star, the angels, and the manger. But another memory greets this season, one we sometimes forget. The baby in Bethlehem was born to love and teach us. Jesus died for us so that we can live and learn with him. Once we were people huddled in darkness, now we are those who glory in the light. Once we were a people who looked for a Savior, now we are those who wait for his return.
Well, it's time for the amazing concluding words from the pastor. Now, I don't know that I have any. It's been really good to sing. It's been wonderful to see all you children participating. Grandparents and parents have been proud, probably, and they have enjoyed seeing you. And we've enjoyed being a part of this all together. We just sang Joy to the World. It was a bit of our focus in our worship service here yesterday. Let every heart prepare him room. The King, Jesus, comes to rule this earth. And his righteousness and glory and justice and love and peace flow from us as we receive him in our hearts. I think that is the message we go home with. Let us pray. Gracious God, we give you thanks for this age-old message, the reminder that you came to earth as Jesus to proclaim your message, to demonstrate your love, to inspire humanity to live the Jesus way. May we go inspired and encouraged to be your followers on this Christmas day. In Jesus' name, amen.